We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're remembering 2012. So the passings of 2012, and also looking at some of the perspectives of Don Ecker, who's been in the field for a long, long time. We talked about Lou Farish, who did a lot of good work in just letting people know what was going on. That was one of his biggest contributions, to let people know what was going on in the field, give people all these updates, because a lot of times you had these stories about UFOs that would appear in a small newspaper somewhere, and it wasn't like the internet where something happens, it goes viral. There was no viral spread of information, and you wouldn't even know that there was a sighting or some unusual event, and people like Lou Farish would spread it. Today, would we need that kind of service, or do you think the internet provides a proper way of getting this information, Don?
I do not think the internet provides a way. You know, there's a fallacy out there today among people that consider themselves UFO research aficionados. And that fallacy is, and I think Chris will probably agree with me, that you can do all of your research on the computer. Now, sorry to disabuse you of that notion, but if you're serious about this, and it's like anything else, you've really got to get out there, you've got to dig in, you've got to talk to people, you've got to talk to experts, et cetera, et cetera. And that's just simply not being done to any great extent that I can see.
Yeah.
Chris,
I totally agree, Don. I think the internet is a really good resource to kind of clue you in on something or give you a heads up on something, but you got to turn your computer off and start dialing the phone. You have to start, you know, cultivating personal relationships, talking with people, gathering sources. Those sources will feed you leads. Those leads will feed you other sources. You need to get confirmation of events. You need to get corroboration.
It's like conducting a criminal investigation.
Exactly, Don. And any law enforcement person will tell you that you've got to dig. You can't take anything that comes across the internet at face value. Even if it comes from the New York Times or the History Channel website or whomever, it doesn't matter. You have to get corroboration and some sort of, you know, you have to dig. You have to come up with more sources to support, you know, an extraordinary claim.
You know, one thing we don't have in the news field as much as we used to is investigative journalism and fact-checking.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have anything.
Right. I mean, at one time we had whole departments at a newspaper that would do the fact-checking, that would do the investigative reporting. Now when we have fact-checking, it's restricted to a handful of people who do it with regard to political claims. So, for example, the Washington Post says, okay, that claim from this politician, it's got three Pinocchios. Or four Pinocchios, depending on the extent of the lie. I thought that would have a response.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, Newsweek just announced they're not going to have a print issue anymore. If you're a subscriber to Newsweek, you've got to read them online.
That's not so bad, not having a print edition. We understand print is going by the wayside, though I'm disappointed over that. I think part of the issue here is that you don't have a staff to really edit the pieces, make sure a story before it goes out is properly, carefully checked.
Well, we live in an age right now of decreasing revenues from any number of sources, and news departments especially, because of the bottom line, have been hard hit, and like television, news broadcast and news departments, print news departments and the bottom line, which go hand in hand, have been cutting back. I mean, you know, back in the 60s, And you guys will remember this, back in the 60s, for example, all three major networks had extensive foreign news services reporters that traveled the world. They had news bureaus in places like Moscow and in Berlin, in Germany, and in France, in England. Because if a story broke, I mean, you know, the reporters were there to cover it. Well, no more. They don't have that anymore.
Well, and, what we have now is a consolidation of ownership of media outlets, so that it's become this, you know, you have a choice of three or four sources to go to, where and back in the day, as you're pointing out, Don, you had a multiple amount of resources in terms of research material to pull from. Now everything is being consolidated, and with consolidation comes control, spin, and those things that Fox News is really good at doing.
You know, one of the things also, Chris, is the fact that these days they expect the news division of a TV station or network to make a profit. You know, in the old days, the profits didn't matter. Now it has to make a profit in the same way as a reality show or NCIS, a drama. If it doesn't show a profit, they don't like it. And therefore, they will manipulate the network, especially cable TV and cable TV news, to become entertainment centers. They promise to deliver the news, but what they're really doing is delivering something for the maximum ratings and the maximum advertising income.
Absolutely. And not only that, but you have this whole kind of reliance in the political realm of poll data and you know, these test groups where you spin your particular message to a group of potential voters, and then based on their response, you then spin your material. And everything is becoming so homogenized and so bottom line oriented that I think we're really turning into a society of approximation. You know, everybody's trying to homogenize everything down to where it's palatable for most people to understand or even, you know, listen to. What do you think about that, Don? Do you see a watering down of culture here in this regard?
There's a watering down of practically everything. Back in the day when I was doing my earlier radio broadcast, and even at the very beginning of Dark Matters Radio, which took place around 2004, often during that time period, I was still broadcasting with film and television star Dwight Schultz. And Schultz had a very clever take on his views on how the media was evolving or devolving, depending upon your point of view.
And by the way, let's mention here the fact that he's a very smart guy, Dwight Schultz, but you all have to know him from the A-Team, and also he was in Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, yeah, and Voyager.
Sure.
Well, Schultz said that news reporters now no longer give the news. They give their views. And basically, the spin that is often put on any story is it's pretty evident that is what is happening. For example, now, right now as we do this broadcast, one of the hottest political potatoes that's on the boiler is the question of gun control, firearms. Now, I don't know, and if you try to talk about this particular topic and you're trying to be factual, you're trying to be logical, you run into basically a wall of emotion. And the wall of emotion is often spun, particularly by the media sources and by political sources that have a particular agenda when it comes to questions of the Second Amendment and questions of gun control.
And we'll go into more of that debate, gun control and more, with Gene and Chris talking to Don Ecker. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have Don Eckert of the Dark Matters radio show, exploring pop culture, UFOs, the paranormal, and lots more. And we were focusing here on the questionable, controversial subject of gun control and the Second Amendment, Don?
Well, actually, what we were talking about was the media, and I was using the topic of gun control and the Second Amendment as an example. Let's face it, when you're looking at the facts, this nation was originally founded as a result of the Crown, the British, Crown attempting to disarm American citizens at Lexington and Concord in April of 1775. That is the geographical location where the shot heard around the world was fired. That was the spark that caused the American Revolution. Now, the same thing today. There are people that are absolutely passionate about this on both sides of the equation, whether you're for or against gun control. Now, the media traditionally has always turned a very jaundiced eye on this. Now, the simple fact of the matter is, if you're talking about gun control, you're talking about laws that are already on the books. Now, who obeys those laws? Well, traditionally, honest citizens and law-abiding citizens are the people that obey laws. Who doesn't obey laws? Well, criminals. And criminals, if they want to carry out some nefarious act, it won't matter how many laws are on the books.
Right. Locks only keep out honest people.
Exactly, exactly. And criminals will somehow come up with a pair of bolt cutters.
Well, so when it comes to gun control, Don, it's not the gun. You know, the gun is the method of the crime. It's the criminal. It's the gun wielder.
Well,
you know?
if it ever comes to, for example, the attempt by the federal government to ban and go out and confiscate firearms, you know, I was just recently briefly talking about this very topic with someone, and I said, you know, when I was in the Army, they taught me a lot of nefarious things to do involving everything from firearms to knives to explosives. I said, do you realize that even with a total ban on guns, which, number one, would never work, we banned heroin and meth and cocaine, and how many other, you know, substances have we banned? And has that stopped any of it? Of course not. As long as there is a black market for something, it doesn't matter what the government says, people will find a way to get around it and get whatever it is they want. So I was telling this guy, I said, do you realize that in a matter of, an hour at most, I could manufacture for my own use a perfectly serviceable firearm? It would be a single shot, but if I wanted to have a gun and I couldn't get one through lawful or legal means, I could make myself one. And the guy said, what are you talking about? I said, well, this is what you do. And I explained to him how I would go about making a single shot item that would be perfectly good for one shot. And he said, well, how would you power it? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, what would you use for gunpowder? And I said, match heads. He said, match heads? I said, you bet. You get, you know, a dozen or maybe a dozen and a half books of matches, scrape all that material off the match end, grind it up, put it down the barrel, put your projectile on top of that, and, buddy, you've got yourself a perfectly suitable single-shot weapon that's only good at close range, but, hey, you know, it works. I guess what I'm trying to point out is that these bans are simply a patina to feel good, because in practicality, they don't do a damn bit of good for anybody.
What about some limited regulation, though, in terms of licensing, checking people for criminal records, stuff like that?
Let me ask you a question. Right now, today, if we're talking about this subject of gun control, what are two of the most violent cities in the United States, where if you go, there's an excellent possibility that if you go into the wrong part of town, you're going to end up dead?
Washington, D.C. is right up the top of the list.
Chicago, Illinois, and Washington, D.C.
Which have, by the way, some of the most stringent gun controls anywhere.
Exactly.
Well, you know, maybe that's also a matter of striking a balance with anything. You have to strike a balance. Like, for example, a couple of states have now allowed recreational use, I guess, of marijuana. And anything that's done with proper controls and responsible controls can work. Certainly kids shouldn't be smoking marijuana any more than they should be drinking alcohol. But if you have proper controls over adults consuming marijuana, not driving under the influence, because that's a crime no matter what and can endanger people, that would be responsible. It's where things are irresponsible that we run into problems. Or they try too hard, they just tempt people.
Well, sure. And California was one of these states that led the way on that, with the medicinal use of marijuana. And when the California legislature passed those laws, especially here in the Los Angeles area, pot shops sprang up everywhere. Now, it was a joke trying to limit this strictly to medicinal purposes, because anybody could basically go, and it was easy to find out which doctors would give you a pot card. Any doctor can give you a pot card, and then you can go out and buy pot legally and use it for whatever purposes you wish. So, you know, the whole thing about pot is another example of trying to ban a substance that the public didn't agree with, and today's laws prove that point. And more states, I believe, before it's all said and done, states like, well, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado now, you can legally, under circumstances, you can legally buy it. So I think it's the trend has been set with that question.
Well, that's another thing, too. I think in the end, I suspect, at least as long as you have the current administration, the current points of view, that this is going to be a trend and that marijuana will ultimately become more legal in more places. But again, my only concern here is just people driving under any influence.
Well, let me just say this, that when I was a cop, believe me, I would have much rather had to deal with somebody that was smoking pot than somebody that had a belly full of beer, let me tell you, because I have very, very seldom ever seen anybody doing pot that got violent, but you certainly couldn't say that about drunks.
Yeah, it sounds to me like that would be the most, as they say, questionable thing, because someone who's drunk can become violent. Someone who is stoned on pot tends to mellow out, I guess. We're going to be mellow here because you have Gene and Chris and you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have the not-so-mellow curmudgeon himself, Don Eckert.
Aw, is that fair, Gene?
Hey, listen, you know.
That's great. That's one of the things that your audience and Gene and I really love about you is, boy, it's straight talk with Don Eckert.
Yeah, well, there's only one way to give it, and the question.
Yeah, and
you want to
I aspire towards that, believe me.
Don Ecker's Straight Talk Express.
Yeah, me and John McCain, what can I tell you? So, anyway, guys, you fellows have had some real coups this year with the Paracast. And where do you see that? Let me turn the tables on both of you right now. Where do you see that heading?
Uh-oh.
Down the road?
Uh-oh, we're in trouble now. He's asking us questions.
Well, that's a really good question, Don. I mean, you know, this past year has been very eventful. And, you know, I think the Paracast and your show and just a handful of other shows, at least in the paranormal realm, have kind of assumed the mantle of being the cops here. And we really need to self-police ourselves in this field. And weed out the chafe and separate the signal from the noise and focus on what may be the most viable avenues for new insight, new understanding, new awareness about this very complex subject. And it's a tough job. Unfortunately, there's not many podcasts out there that are doing it, although there are some, and we can cite them. But you're right, Don. This is... You know, it's a brave new world out there with the internet. A lot of people are being programmed by a lot of BS, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, that's always the problem. But let me ask you a question. Let me do a follow-up, if you will. What you just said about being the police of the paranormal was something I felt we were trying to do in UFO Magazine over 20 years ago. Now, here's the question. Ultimately, does it do any good? And, you know, God knows that on my show, I've proceeded down that line. The Paracast often has proceeded down that line. There are a number of classic episodes on the Paracast, especially a number of years ago that are somewhat famous today with Gene and when David Biedney also co-hosted on there, where you guys went after some people that had literal meltdowns on the show. People like Stephen Greer, people like the guy from the Disclosure Movement, and even criminals and thieves that you brought up.
You know, shall remain nameless, right?
His name was Bill Nell.
I was about to say the death knell on his future appearances on the Paracast because he hung up on us.
And Steve Bassett, in terms of Disclosure, but...
Yeah, right. He had a pretty major meltdown, too. He got really uppity with us.
But you see, this is my point. Regardless of how many times you have done that, or that I have done that, these guys continue marching down the path, you know? And there are still people out there that are willing to follow them, regardless of how many times they've been exposed. So what good does it do, I guess, is my point.
I think if we don't do it, and you don't do it, and it doesn't get done, then a lot of people out there will continue to express unproven claims, and people will accept it because there's no contrary point of view. A lot of shows are just, they just sit back and they let people make all the exaggerated claims.
Well, it's entertaining.
And they pander to their listeners and they regard it as a source of entertainment, and that's how they make their paycheck.
Well, you know, an example. Now, often it will also depend upon the host, if you will, and something that I pointed out several times. Back in the heyday of late night talk radio with Art Bell. Now, there's no doubt, I don't think, in anyone's mind that ever heard Bell or even appeared on Coast to Coast, either as a caller or a guest with Art Bell, that he was a master showman.
He learned from Long John Neville. Long John Neville was the kind of person who would occasionally pull pranks just to keep an audience.
Exactly. Now, Art, over the years, had a number of people that he would bring on because it was entertainment. Now, the one guy that I invariably will point to is Ed Daines, who has for years himself as a remote viewer. Dr. Doom, okay? And I couldn't tell you. Now, we just recently had on DMR, we had an apocalyptic show, the end of the world show, which, of course, guys, in case no one mentioned it, we're still here. But, you know, there were people out there that believed the world was coming to an end. And Ed Daines, often through his remote viewing prowess, would predict the end of the world from any number of things. And Art would sit there and ooh and ah and never challenge him. But yet, in a very famous incident back in February of 2001, I was a guest on Art's show. And I was talking about lunar transient phenomena and had sent Art a number of photographs. And my golly, you'd have thought I was trying to sell ownership deeds to the Brooklyn Bridge, the way Art, in a very polite way, but in a very polite way, how he came after me. And, you know, claiming until I actually metaphorically, you know, pointed his nose at some of the things I was describing. And even then, Bell, who admitted he saw what I was describing, said, well, are you sure, Don, that we're just not looking at too many pictures? Or, you know. So basically, it all depends upon the host, whether they're really being upfront and honest or whether they have their own agenda to push. And I could never understand that, because some of the things that Art had pushed over the years. Well, I mean, he had some real crazy shows in the past.
Well, I think that was also the problem with Long John Neville, that sometimes he would expose somebody, let them look like a bunch of fools, and other times he'd get them on the air and he just let them go and let them do their thing. And one time there was a scene where they were talking, I think, about the Men in Black. and he said something about nobody was going to cut us off the show, and then music started playing. And they had this hoax where supposedly they got a call from someone in management over at WOR. This is back, in the late 50s, early 60s. The engineer gets this phone call to stop the show and start playing music instead. That, of course, was one of Long John's tricks.
You're not going to see that here at the Paracast, and I'm sure on Don's show. I think, you know, one thing that's really important is we need to get, you know, ratchet up the seriousness here in this field. You know, how can people really know some sort of editorial stand in this subject area if you're willing to do a Mosley or a Neville or suspend your disbelief like George Snorri or Art Bell? That's why your show, Don, and the Paracast, I think, are really important because, you know, we've got our game faces on here. Sure, we'll laugh at the jokes and we'll, you know, we'll try to get our guests to feel, you know, comfortable to come forward and talk about, you know, their work and all that. But we don't go there. We're not in this for the entertainment value. We're in this to get to the truth. And that's what's important. And one of the things that I think that, you know, my predecessor here at the Paracast with Gene and those first 2.5, 3 years, what we did was we actually put the fear of God in anybody that might have some sort of wobble in their force. And so it's very difficult for us now to get those guests on the air that we really want to, you know, you know, put the fire under their feet.
Before someone puts the fire at our feet. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214, 866-716-5214, afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have Don Ecker, and one of the issues that Chris was raising before we did the break is the fact that there are some guests we'd like to put their feet to the fire, but they are reluctant to come on.
Yeah. Whitley Strieber, come on down. Andrew Bisaggio, come on down. Shall I keep naming names, Gene? Don, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to name a few names. I tried desperately to get Dick Hoagland to come on DMR, because quite frankly, I have a number of questions that I would like to put to Richard. And back in the 90s, Dick was quite free and open to come on my original radio programs. And I guess it's been 2 years ago now that I had been in communication with Richard Hoagland up on Facebook through his Facebook account, and was trying to get him to come on my show, and suddenly Dick quit responding to my invitations. I mean, not even to the point where he would say, Don, go to hell. I mean, it was just nothing, deafening silence. So I think that in a case like that, and these some of these people like Bisaggio and some of these other people that have been making these absolutely extraordinary claims, if they refuse to come on a show that's going to have some honest questioning, and they will only go on programs that have no questioning, will accept everything they say without comment or remark, that it behooves us, Jane, Chris, myself, to be willing to talk about that on the air, if you will.
Well, you know, here's one of the things, too, and that is on a rare occasion we get criticisms from listeners who say, why won't you let the guests talk? Why do you stop them with a question? And of course, I say, well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. You know, this is not a public forum where, you know, you must expect that somebody is going to come on and just spout whatever it is they're spouting without comment or remark, because then, you know, you don't have a you don't have an honest Q&A, an honest, you know, if somebody is telling you that, hey, UFOs are landing twice a week in my backyard, and they're coming out and giving me the secrets to the universe, and here are these secrets. Well, I mean, a claim like that begs a million questions. Like, for example, okay, well, why don't you... Why don't you tell me when these nights are so somebody can go out and verify that or take some photographs or, you know, any number of questions. So there it is. I mean, if you're going to do a show where you're trying to educate the audience that some of these claims, in fact, might be real and a lot of them aren't, falls to the host to provide the mechanism where these claims are examined.
Well, this is why we continue. This is why we persevere, and this is why we continue to try to get these guests on. Now, I remember the encounter I had with the one, the only, Whitley Strieber over at this UFO event outside of Scottsdale. Chris, you weren't with me at that point. You were with me in the sense of you were on the scene, but did you hear?
I wasn't standing there right when you first initially approached him. I was there when you said hello to him for a second time, and he kind of, you know, he just put his nerdy professor look on, kind of hung his head and waggled it and walked away. But, yeah, Whitley Strieber is someone that we would love to get on the show. There's a number of people that we would love to really dig into, you know, why they are receiving the amount of attention and credulity out there in the community. Alfred Weber, you know, I could rattle off a list of names. Laura Eisenhower, this new guy that's on the scene, what's his name? Dietrich. I would love to talk to this guy. Very interesting character, but I think our reputation precedes us, and you know, people have been maybe advised, well, if you don't want to have to deal with the hot seat and the heat in the kitchen, you maybe better kind of turn down an invitation from the Paracast or from Dark Matters for that matter. So, you know, we're running this kind of weird tightrope of being entertainment and open enough and not being too critical in the minds of the people that really need to be exposed. You know, present company, you know, before mentioned company excluded.
Well, I don't know if necessarily the right adjective is these people need to be exposed. I think these people need to be questioned. I think the claims need to be examined. And
that's kind of what I meant. By exposed, I mean exposed to a critical audience.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I think that's the other thing about the paranormal field. A lot of people listen to these shows with the expectation of being entertained. They don't care if it's real. They don't care if there are UFOs or not, or ghosts or not, except in a very, shall we say, superficial way. They just want to be wowed.
And unfortunately, there are a number of venues where they can go for exactly that purpose. But it's never been the Paracast. It's never been Dark Matters Radio. And if you want to, you know, at least watch a number of people try to get to the bottom of some of these claims, then those are two programs that I would suggest do that. The Paracast traditionally has always been viewed in that regard, and so has my Dark Matters Radio.
Now, one of our more interesting episodes is when we were discussing on occasion a certain figure in UFO research who co-wrote a book with Dr. J. Allen Hynek, claiming to have a doctorate from MIT and all these other credentials, and it turned out all that stuff was a fake.
Yes, and that was exposed primarily on the Paracast forums initially.
Right. It was exposed by our friendly skeptic Lance Moody. And I know you looked into it from the standpoint of his possible military background, this particular researcher.
Well, I don't know why you're not naming him, Gene. It's Philip Brodno.
Well, I'm just didn't want to give him the free publicity. Because some people don't care what you say about them as long as you get their names right and spelled correctly.
Well, yeah. Now, this guy had been a guest on my program several times. And it was somebody that, quite frankly, I had known somewhat going back over 20 years. And he is one of the co-authors on one of the classics in the UFO research field back in the 80s that, you know, came out along with Dr. J. Allen Hynek And
well, Night Siege, but we're still not sure exactly how much involvement Hynek had in that book. There's been some question about that very fact coming up with the, you know, revelations of Imbrogno's kind of erroneous statements of his background.
Right. Well, his, you know, he made a point, and at the time, along with a lot of the other information he was throwing out on my program, he made a point of mentioning his military background, being in the American elite army group, the Special Forces, and serving on across the fence missions in Cambodia during the Vietnam War. And it wasn't until Lance Moody came up and had messaged me privately that he had discovered that the claims of Imbrogno about his PhD from MIT were totally erroneous. And, you know, that's when I decided to contact my military contacts to find out if, in fact, Imbrogno had served in Special Forces. Now, here was a guy that went back well over 25 years, was a name that was well known in the field, and had done what previously was thought to be some extremely important work. And, of course, it turned out that his PhD claims were totally bogus, his military claims were totally bogus, and if he's going to prevaricate on those two primary aspects to his biography.
Let me sum it up before we do the break. If that's what he's doing, why believe anything he writes about? We have Don Ecker with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.